This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, Millennium, go on and describe the show. Like I said, it's one of two spin-offs of X-Files. Lone Gunman was another one that didn't last very long. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, you referenced X-Files, and I'm like, I just couldn't help but to laugh because I was watching the season premiere. It was the third and final season, little did we know, myself and two of my college friends, and having a good time, you know, watching Millennium, and third and final season pops up, and my friends make a joke about the new character they introduce, and they said, Heidi, she looks just like you, and I looked, and I'm like, I guess she kind of does, and then they called her Agent Hollis, and we froze, and I'm like, what did I just hear, did I just hear, you know, and I'm like, maybe the spelling's different, no, that is, it's the spelling of my last name. And it would have been one coincidence, but then they introduced the topic of her sister, same nickname I gave my sister. Then they introduced her father, same first and last name. I just was beside myself. I'm like, what is all of this? I mean, it's my family being portrayed, and they look like us, you know? If I weren't the only brown lady doing what I do, it might have been, you know, happenstance, but no, no way.
Now, the name of the character in Millennium was Emma Hollis.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Just wondering. So I'm going to have to look at who played her on the show here.
I forget the lady's name, but she's like my doppelganger, especially how I did my hair back then.
You know what? It does. It does look a little bit like you. Like they took you and they fictionalized you. You should certainly have asked for royalties.
Well, you know, there's a story behind it. I just, so much to be said about it. I just couldn't believe. Of course, I hopped on the phone with my dad. Dad, why are we on television? What show? I tell him. You know, nothing more. And I'm like, you know, I'm like college age. I'm like, this is so weird. I don't understand what's going on here. And it's just been a ride. That's all I can say about it. It's just been a ride. I'm like, what on earth? So it gets stranger and stranger.
Yeah, that's the type of coincidence. You know, Tim Beckley used to love those kinds of synchronicities, but it would always frustrate him because he could never find any rhyme or reason to them. They would just happen. And, you know, something like that, you know, for you, you're half expecting, you know, the FBI to come pounding on your door afterwards or something.
Yeah.
or the Millennium Group.
Right? You know, I there's just so much to say, and I don't know if I can say it because it's just been so odd. I'm learning a lot lately. Let's put it that way.
Well, I wanted to ask, and this is, you know, take you back to just kind of like an offhand statement that you made when we were talking about how you work with machines, and you said something about a black car that pulled up alongside of you at one point. And can you give us some details about that? Because that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, so I lived in Chicago at the time, and every time of day is rush hour, it seems. So I'm driving along, and I'm heading over to Wisconsin, and just a few car lengths between each car, and I'm in the fast lane. And things are going at a decent clip, though. I mean, probably 60 miles an hour or something. When on the shoulder of the road, you know, next to the cement barrier, this black car pulls up, and it's daylight, pulls up next to me there at my speed. I look over, I'm like, I can't what on earth? And it's completely black. The windows are black, the car's black, and I look over, I can't believe they're driving on the shoulder like this. And as soon as we became perfectly parallel, I lost all power. Mm-hmm. And the car then drifted back, like they knew I lost power because of something they did, drifted right back, jumped into the fast lane to allow me to get over into to the side of the road. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what on earth? You know, I'm calling family, you know, I'm like, I've never been stranded. You know, I'm like, what is this? I get the car towed, and you wouldn't believe. I believe it was just the radiator plug was completely pulled out. Just pulled out. That's all. Nothing was wrong with the car. And I said it looked like somebody crawled under there and pulled it out.
So weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no explanation for that, but I'm like, that was an MIB, but what a weird thing to do, you know? I don't think I had missing time. I don't know. It was odd.
Speaking of missing time, have you ever had a missing time experience?
Not that I'm aware of fully, except to say I had a couple of incidences with beings where I confronted a group of grays and picked one up. And, yeah, so that was, and then after I had that confrontation with them, I woke up the next day going, oh, where did you guys go? You know, like, I guess that was a missing time scenario, but I don't know if I spoke to you guys in regards to this in the past, but I woke up to, it sounded like somebody broke into my apartment and I lived alone. I was in college. I'm like, oh no, you know, like my door's wide open and whoever it is right outside my door in the living room, and jumped up reacting, you know, fight or flight. I'm like, I got to get out of here. You know, I'm like, I'm just going to bolt for the door. And I go to run and I see the size of like 4-year-olds standing in my living room with their backs to me going through my stuff. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I think I could take on a couple of 4-year-olds, but how'd they get in here? You know? So, yeah, I mean, long story short, I approached them and I said, who are you? What are you doing here? You know? And they kind of froze, and then they turned to look at me, and I just couldn't believe they were the gray alien beings I'd read about. And I'm like, but I was in this mode of, you know, fight or flight. So I'm just like talking really fast. I'm like, what are you doing here? You know, they're just staring at me, and their little slit for a mouth became like an O, like, oh no, she's up. You know, and I grabbed the things out of their hands and I put it, and I'm like saying, put this down. What are you doing here? And then I heard noise behind me. There's two more in my walk-in closet. Heard more noise in the kitchen. Two more were in there. And my door to leave is to my left, but I don't feel intimidated or threatened by these things because they're so little. And I know I could just toss them if I needed to, you know, and I'm like, you know, and I'm asking each of them, who are you? What are you doing here? I'm talking really fast. Because I'm like, I thought I was about to die by somebody who haven't broken in, and here's these little tiny creatures I read about. And I was standing in the kitchen yelling at the two that were in there when I saw the bathroom door that led off the kitchen was closed, but the light was on. And I just like, you know, I flung the door open. There was one behind the door. So when I flung it open, he hit the floor. And there was a second one that was grabbing something off the back of my toilet. Now, I don't recall these other ones having any clothes on, but that one did. And it had, like, the skin-tight, like, almost, like, suspender-looking, like, outfit. And I grabbed it by its little suspender parts. And I'm not a violent person, but I, you know, and I laugh because it's just silly because people just can't believe somebody reacts this way. But I've been talking about this for so long. But I grabbed this thing by its little suspender things and I picked it up. And with each word, I shook it and said, who are you and what are you doing here? You know?
You know what? Before we continue with this discussion.
Sure.
And we try to figure out what's going on with Heidi. You've got more to come with Jane and Tim and Heidi. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, so you grab a gray and you shake it, and there was no impact? It didn't try to fight back?
No, all of them, when I approach them, their mouths open to form an O, like, oh. And when I picked that one up and shook it, I heard in my head, from the one that was lying on the ground, because when I flung the bathroom door open, it got knocked to the floor. I heard in my head, I'm your nephew, I'm your nephew. And I turned to look at it, and I watched this thing. Like, you know, the mirage that you see off from, like, heat coming off a road. I watch it shapeshift into my nephew in a baby blue suit and an afro. And I said, you're not my nephew. You look like him when he was 10 years old, you know? He was almost my age, my nephew. And I was like, and I turned my attention back to the one in my hands. And that's when I got a good look at this thing. And I realized this thing was not like the others. It had a bulbous head, but it was fleshy colored. It had freckles around its nose. It had huge eyes, but they were blue. And it had red curly tufts of hair on top of its head. And this thing was gyrating, shaking so hard. And it was so scared. And I'm like, whoa, 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 it's okay. I felt like I just scared a little kid. And I was like, whoa, whoa, it's okay, it's okay. And I put it back down. I said, look, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. You know, I'm asking everybody, what are you doing here? Nobody's answering me. This one's lying to me. And I said to it, and this is why I laugh, because I said, do you want a cookie? I'll give you a cookie. Just calm down. And I turned around to look out into my kitchen. I have a beautiful cookie jar on my refrigerator, and all the other beings that were in my home lined up, and they were in a pointed like V like formation. And I was like, I'm gonna get this cookie for this little kid I just scared, you know. It's just so weird. There's probably 9 of them or something, probably more than I'd seen at the door. And they like tipped back on their heels, like on the count of 3, and then they all leaned forward. And, like, I felt it hit me in my forehead. Boom. I was out. And woke up the next day going, you son of a... No, you didn't. Like, oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I had just recently joined a UFO discussion group where everybody had been abducted. But I was just somebody who had witnessed huge UFOs. So and the UFOs that were responding to me showing up, and I'd never seen creatures, you know, and I'm like, what, those things, you know, I felt like they were being nosy, because here I joined this group and they were coming to check out, you know, who had joined. And prior to that, I had a black helicopter, unmarked helicopter over my place. So I felt definitely connected to having joined that group. But to say abducted, I couldn't tell you, but I don't think they're really happy with me. But the interesting thing to note, so I mentioned the first time I saw shadow people was following my friend. The day after I got rid of those little creatures, shadow people came into my apartment. So it showed an obvious connection for myself, but I didn't know how to piece it together at that time.
So needless to say, they didn't want a cookie.
Yeah, no, but boy, I was determined to calm down that little kid, but obviously it was what people call a hybrid.
Well, I was going to say, the one, at least, you know, cast a mental image to make him look like your nephew, the one that you were holding on to and shaking, could it have been doing the same thing to make it look more human and, you know, elicit that, oh my gosh, I'm beating up a little kid here? Or do you think that was its true form you were seeing?
Oh, it seemed to be its true form. I had it so close to my face. I saw, like, the makeup of its eyes. Like, oh, you know, it was just, I was almost nose to nose with this thing. And it was almost like, you know, when a kid, you know, has cried so hard, they start, you know, that's kind of like what it was doing. Like, oh, man, I felt so bad. I scared this little thing, you know.
How much do you think it weighed?
That's a good question. It's really hard to judge. I'd have to really kind of figure that out. But probably, if you think a four-year-old, I don't know how much they weigh, but about that size and weight, you know, a thin little four-year-old. So, I don't know. I don't know what the average weight is of a four-year-old.
But light enough that you could pick it up easily.
Yeah. I wasn't, you know, I was rather gangly, skinny. It's like, I don't know. But, a strange situation. But
by the way, folks, the average weight of a four-year-old, assuming they're not rotund, and we're assuming here that the grays would be thin, it's about 40 pounds. So assuming it's thin, maybe it's 35.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, probably 40. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't overbearing for me to do that, to pick up the kid.
Well, my wife could pick up our son up to a certain point. So, you know, he was kind of normal weighted when he was very young. Normal weighted, is that a phrase?
But how did you say its eyes looked?
Oh, very human. Very human, but just huge. You know, almond-shaped. Absolutely huge, where I could just see every little nook and cranny of these bright blue eyes looking at me.
So they were blue.
Yeah, bright blue. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reason I asked, just currently doing research along these lines, and that seems to be a predominant feature, is very big blue eyes, abnormally big, and sometimes the color part of the eye is so big that you can barely see any white around them.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that. And then had the flesh colored skin and freckles and red hair. Yeah. I mean, you know, it breaks my heart to think that there's something half human with our emotions walking around with these zombie-like characters, you know?
When you say blue eyes, I'm thinking of the song from The Who with the lyrics Behind Blue Eyes, which is, of course, the title of the song.
Oh.
Now, when you say zombie-type creatures, what gave you that impression?
Because they didn't have emotions. Like, they didn't express it. You know, well, the one on the floor had his arms up, blocking as if he was afraid I was going to step on him or something. That was probably the only kind of fear I sensed, maybe. But it didn't even seem fear. It just seemed to be a reaction. Like, you knock over a robot gets up, you know? It's like, it was strange. But what was interesting to me, the first being, the first two that I saw, they'd grab stuff off from my little bookshelf. And one of the items was a little album, photo album that I had.
With Heidi, Jean, Tim, you're in
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The House will take up debate on new rules Monday after electing a new speaker. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy gained enough support from his own party to become speaker early Saturday. President Biden told the new speaker, quote, "The American people expect their leaders to govern in a way that puts their needs above all else, and that is what we need to do now." A Mexico City judge is halting the extradition of famed drug lord El Chapo's son. Reports say the Mexican army captured prominent cartel leader Ovidio Guzman Lopez during a raid on Thursday. The operation led to the deaths of 29 people, 10 military personnel, and 19 gang members. In football, the Jacksonville Jaguars edged the Tennessee Titans on Saturday night, 20-16, earning the AFC South division. Earlier in the day, the Chiefs secured the top seed in the AFC, 31-13, defeating the Raiders. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You mentioned they were interested in the photo album that you had. What was in the photo album?
Well, apparently they were doing some kind of reconnaissance where they're trying to learn more about me, and they found that photograph of my nephew in a baby blue suit with an afro. And that is what it used. The one in the bathroom used what the other one had learned and made that appearance of him. Just so bizarre how they were able to transfer the knowledge in an instant.
So did you, afterwards, did you find that there was anything missing from your apartment?
No, I didn't find. But boy, you know, the racket they were making, it's ridiculous. Like, who could sleep through that? You know, people talk about being paralyzed in the presence, and I'm like, who's here? You know, they're like in the cabinets in the kitchen, one standing on the counter, and they're just rushing, rumbling through everything. My walk-in closet, everything. It was crazy. I'm like, what on earth is this?
So E.T. had a search warrant.
No. It was more like Chicago police without a search warrant. Crazy. Like the wrong shakedown house they got. The wrong address.
Just break in and let the courts decide.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why they acted surprised when you got up. Somebody didn't do their job.
Yeah. Yeah, the Vulcan mind meld took all of them together. It was like everybody on the count of three, all right, lean. And it's like, boom. I'm like, oh, man, it took that like a sledgehammer, you know.
Now, after they left,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Were there physical signs of moving objects, of disarray, what?
No, everything was back. That was the crazy thing. Like, even with all the noise going on, I didn't see, like, you know, pots and pans out, like, but they were rumbling through it, like, that's crazy, it was so loud. I'm like, what is going on, you know, it sounded like a shakedown.
Yes, no, but did you hear them actually make physical noise, or was it just the movement of objects that gave you that ruckus?
Oh, no, it was I heard them making the noise. That's what woke me up. I was like, who's in here? Like, somebody's going through my stuff. It was pretty abrupt and loud. So, yeah, and I was like, you know, my dad warned me, a single lady shouldn't be on the first floor of any apartment by living, you know, by themselves. And I'm like, Dad, but I'm smart. I got a place that had fancy little bars on the windows so nobody could get in. But that meant I couldn't get out when they broke in. So the first thing I thought of was the window. I'm like, oh, I can't. So it's crazy.
Okay, so when they left, everything reverted back to what it was?
Apparently, yeah. But I woke up the next day, I was in my bed. I was so mad. I'm like, wow, those things, you know, how dare they come in here? You know, I was so mad. I'm like, you know, it's like I just had only seen the craft, but they didn't know me apparently. And they were learning. They were doing their learning. And then in comes these shadow beings again. Prior to that, after I saw that one following my friend, I didn't know this was connected, but I started having a lot of shadow spider, like, waking nightmares. Like, I'd see something in my dreams, and it's in the room. And I didn't know there was a connection to it. But after these things came that time, I saw the head and shoulder big shadow one, like the one that confronted me at my friend's house. I was like, oh, man, not these things again. You know, and I'm like, hold on, why did they show up? You know, that was odd.
Did it ever occur to you, because of what happened, that the encounter with the Greys was itself a dream?
Oh, no, I knew it wasn't a dream. I knew it was not. It was very, very physical. I was searching around. I'm like, oh, gosh, where's my phone? Oh, no, my phone's in the living room. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me figure out how much, you know, it was a lot of processing. And, like, as soon as I put my feet on the floor, I'm going to start running because my door is wide open. They're going to see me. And I just have to make a run for it. I thought I was going to be killed, you know? So, and people are like, oh, you're violent against aliens. I'm like, I thought I was about to die. So I had just the adrenaline pumping, like, okay, you know, just I was trying to keep my senses, you know. It was really stressful.
Okay, so let's just clarify this again. After this ended, did you just see them leave or what?
No, after they did that, where all of them got together and just shot their telepathic whatever whammy on me, I was just out. And the next day I woke up back in my bedroom. And the first thing I did was bolt and go, where'd they go? You know, where'd they go? You know, it was so abrupt. But it also was, I don't know how to say, but it's like, you know, I was in college. I'm in the medical field. It was a difficult program. I'm like, oh, I got to go to school. You know, I don't have time. You know, it's like, so it was really, yeah. I mean, how I am now, I would have definitely done a little bit more thinking and looking around, investigating, you know, but then I wasn't tapping in like that.
Okay. So when they left, you went out like a light. And then you wake up in your bed, and nothing has changed. Still, it sounds to me like some kind of weird dream.
Oh, no. No, not at all. Not at all. I knew it wasn't, and then to have the showing up of the shadow beings the next day, let me know. And those weren't coming at night. They were coming at all times of day.
So the shadow beings started showing up again the very next day?
Yeah. I sure did.
And what were you seeing along those lines?
Oh, not from the corner of my eye, I'll tell you that. They're head on. Head on. It was the head and shoulder looking shadows. You can see it on shadowfolks.com. I have some drawings there of what looks like a guy's head directly connected to its shoulders, and they're rounded. Sometimes you'll see glowing red eyes. I mean, they were just, you could feel a presence had moved in, and it was gawking and around and not being sneaky about it, being very pronounced. And I'm like, what in the heck is going on? You know, it was nuts. It was nuts. And, yeah, it's really, really hard to fathom having gone through that. It was really difficult.
So what do you think the connection is? Because, you know, you're not the first one, and I'm sure you know this, you know, who has described similar scenarios where, you know, they'll have some kind of UFO or you know, what appears to be, you know, alien types of encounter, and then followed by, you know, haunting types of activities.
Well, that's where it gets really interesting, because I didn't know where to look for answers. I just joined this UFO discussion group, UFO alien a discussion group, and, you know, I didn't know how does this connect to anything? You know, I, of course, mentioned having seen these beings in my apartment, but I'm like, I want to see these things. It took some time. I moved. I got a roommate in the same building, mind you. Got a bigger apartment, and it just so happened to be with somebody who is super religious, Pentecostal. Don't talk about your demonic alien stuff. I'm not into that. Blah, 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 whatever, you know. And what was really fascinating, as soon as she moved in, I would draw what I would see in the apartment, you know, but I could only make out edges because shadow people I could see head on. But there was another thing going on. I could see these things that didn't make sense. Odd symbol looking things, faces almost, but just the outer sides, you know, sometimes it was odd. So I had to sit there and sketch what I could see. And one day I caught her sketching across the room. I'm like, what are you drawing? And she just pulls it up. She's drawing the same thing I was, but with a lot more detail. And I'm like, oh, you see it too. This whole time you've been seeing, she's like, well, what is it? I was like, I don't know.
We will know more in our next segment with Heidi, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So we assume your friend Heidi was a better artist than you, or what?
Oh, gosh, yes. Like, talking about full tuition scholarship, presidential winnings, you know, that type of thing. Yeah, definitely. Me, I just like to draw cartoons. So, yeah, absolutely able to. But it wasn't just that. She was getting the details of, you know, I'm getting the outer edge of things. I'm just doing these line drawings. She's doing the line drawings and the inner parts. And I'm like, wow, you know. It was kind of nice to know I wasn't the only one sitting there experiencing these things. And what got really interesting, you know, again, here I'm part of this UFO discussion group, and she's in her religious elements, and, you know, sometimes I have those people come over, and she's like, I don't like your culty people, you know, in the apartment, whatever. So she became like anybody else, all of my friends who would only talk about these things okay if they were making fun of it, like, whatever, you know, I have a big sense of humor, sure. But then one day she's driving to her college, a different school, and she calls me in a panic. And I'm like, I didn't know what was going on. And she's like, I'm like, you need me to come pick you up? What's happening? She's just crying, and I can barely make out what she's saying, but she's talking about a being that's come at her. And so later on we meet. We're sitting in the car, and I was like, tell me what took place. And she's like, I was driving, broad daylight, through the city to go to school when this see-through crystal like sparkly thing jumped on the hood of her car. It was kind of humanoid, and then it shoved its head through her windshield and started talking to her. And I'm like, what? You know, what are you talking about? And she's like, she said it started. I said, well, how did you not have a car accident? You know, I'm like, well, you know, It was an odd conversation. And she's like, well, it had a real calming effect to it. She said, you know, like when you go to the dentist and your jaw gets numb. And she's like, I was so calm. And I said, who are you? And it said, you know, I'm what you would call an alien being. But then my mouth went numb, and it actually answered me using my own mouth. And I'm like, huh? And I was like, it was just wild to me. And it said something to her about how she was studying Native Americans and how they would dance until exhaustion so they could meet with the star people, and said, it's not a coincidence you're studying that because this is true. And she's like, you know, having the Pentecostal background, like having her mind blown, having this conversation. She's like, I don't know how I made it to school. She didn't remember, but she went into her classroom and she's drawing, and this thing came into the room, and it's like flying through the air, and she freaked out and ran out of the class and called me. That's when she called me. She couldn't believe nobody else could see it. So while we're sitting there talking in the car, she suddenly tells me, I got to meditate. I just need to meditate. And I'm like, meditate? Like, I didn't know this is something she did. And I'm like, do I get out of the car? so you can meditate? Like, I don't know. You know, we're having this, like, huge conversation. She wants to close her eyes. She closed her eyes for a split second. And she was Latino. She had a very, very heavy accent. And her accent reduced. And she says, "Hello, I've been waiting to speak to you for a very long time." And I'm just like, you know, "Samantha, what's going on?" It's like, "Oh, this is not Samantha." "Oh, really?" You know, like, you know, like, "Is she messing with me?" I'm like, "Oh, who's talking?" You know, I'm being silly. And it's like, I'm what, said it was a being, an alien being. And I said, "Okay, then where's your ship?" You know, I'm like playing along. And it said, "Oh, it's very high up now." I'm like, "Oh, why don't you bring it down?" It's like, "No, because your governments know how to shoot us down now." And then it said, "But I think I can project an image of myself." And I'm like, "What? Hold on," you know. And I mean, I'm backed up against the door like I'm ready to jump out. I'm like, "What is happening here? What is going on?" And then the car kind of filled with this hum. And sure enough, between us, this like tiny, fleshy, pinkish being was like appeared between the two of us. And I'm like really backing up. I'm like, okay, I believe you. I see it. I said, "But it's out of focus and it's really fuzzy or something." I'm like, and then it said, "Well, that cannot be helped because you have weak human eyes," or something. And then it went away. And I was like, you know, a million questions after that. So, long story short, because it is a lot, this interaction with this being is what the basis of my first book is based on, The Secret War. You know, being college kids, we're like, you know, she pops back in. She's like, "What was that?" I'm like, I don't know. You know, what is going on? You know, what is all this stuff? And then she's, you know, English as a second language. She didn't like reading anything that was in English. She didn't have to. And she started picking up my alien books, like, I need to talk to your friends at those groups, you know, want to learn all about this, you know, what's going on. And then we're like, "I wonder if you can do it again. Can you talk to him again?" You know, it's like, I don't know. Let's see. And she did. She was able to reach out and connect. And it's like, you know, it was proven to me this thing was real, whatever it was. And I'm like, "Well, how do we, you know, I'm trying to ask all the riddles of the universe, you know?" And I got blocked all the time. And I mean, this is just like weeks and weeks of, it would not benefit you to know that, you know, if I told you where I'm from, you wouldn't be able to find it. There is no point to this. And I'm like, "Oh, why are you in connection, in contact with us then? What is all this?" And I learned, and I just started asking and saying silly stuff, trying to get any kind of response. And not until I brought up a dream. And there was something that I had dreamt that was odd, and it was cataclysmic, and it was me witnessing the moon coming at the planet when a ship appeared in front of it and started preventing it from hitting the Earth. And I'm like, "So I had this weird dream, blah, blah, blah," you know, waiting for this thing to say something. And then that's the first time I got a reaction and a response that said, "We saw what was happening with the moon coming towards the planet, and we appeared to steer it out of the way," you know, like, you know, so, and said, "What you call the shadow people did this. We call them the shadows." And that's when I started getting my answers about shadow people. People think I came up with this. I did not. These beings that appeared discussed and warned of them.
Wow. That is a fantastic story. So what happened then to your roommate? I mean, did she continue with this, or considering her background, her religious background, did she melt down eventually?
She did not melt down, but she sure did loosen up her understandings of things. I mean, she remained Christian, but she had a lot of challenges because in the beginning, when we saw the things in the apartment, didn't know what it was, what was observing, and she's like, you know, she kept calling them demons. I'm like, how are these demons? You could tell they're alien. And she's like, well, not until I see a ship will I know these are, you know, actually aliens. And then I brought her to a place to go watch the UFOs come down. Oh, well, then she started calling me aliens. I'm like, okay, so you needed to see that they were aliens. There you go. So it was strange. It was a strange process. But it was something that she felt like she had one thing to do in this world, in connecting with this being and getting the information regarding the shadow beings and what they were here. And after the information was given to me to write my book, she was done with it. She walked away from it, and she's spoken publicly about it. She was just over it. So
I wanted to go back to something you talked about earlier about demonic aspects, some of this phenomena, because when you describe the things that happened to you, it's very cheerful, as if you were actually enjoying all this craziness. So can we separate one from the other? What's demonic and where? The shadow people strictly?
You know, if there's ever been any kind of criticism I've received over the years, it's like, oh, you just sound too, you know, chipper, you know, speaking on these things. And even, you know, being on coast for 20 plus years, it's like, again, I'm somebody who was raised around this nutty stuff. And all I wanted to do growing up was to be a comic strip artist. I love humor, you know, and I find that evil does not like humor. It doesn't like positivity. And I think that there's a way to discuss these topics without having a flashlight under our chins to scare people. You know, I'd rather people be curious and interested to learn more.
I hope you're curious about this. With Heidi, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.